We're going to start to learn the halachot of Hanukkah. We're 2 weeks away from Hanukkah. So, zchut divrei Torah should be zchut Yisrael, gvurat Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should bless everybody here that makes a shtadut for this minyan. And with regards to the Neot, what is the reason that we light the Neot Hanukkah? What is the name Hanukkah? So Hanu means to stop, to arrive someplace where you make a stop, a pit stop, you rest from whatever it is that you are involved with. And the Chaf Hei is the 25th. It's the numerical of 25. So Hanukkah, they stopped Hanukkah on the 25th. And this is really because of the Greeks that made a lot of gzerot decrees on the Israel to make them just stay away from Hashem's mitzvot. Yes, you can be like us, it's no problem, but the basic things we don't want you to do, which is Brit Milah or the Shabbat or these certain things, they wanted to distance you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Hashmonaim, at one point he gave them the ruach to do this milhama. Really, one of the reasons that this whole, that way they got the courage to start this milhama, one of the things they called the emperor, not the emperor, but they called him the Egmon. He's like the governor, let's say, that was from the king. He would was the governor of Eretz Yisrael. And what happened with this Rasha, every daughter of Am Yisrael that would get married, they would, the first night she would spend over there. This is like our grandfather. His name is Betuel, the father of Lavan. The same concept of this evil people. So the Hashmonaim, one of the daughters of their family was going to get married. So now they're doing a suuda of mitzvah. You know, this erusim, the engagement. So she, and this obviously only guys. So she decides to break the party by going into the party and taking off her top. So now the brothers are jumping to, what? Mishogun at Tzniut. And she says, this is how you fight for Tzniut, but tomorrow night you're going to send me to sleep with this guy, that's okay? And then, as they say, the dime fell. You know, all of a sudden they realized what the hell they were doing. And at that point, it's okay, so it's time for a rebellion. So this is really one of the things that sparked what she said. She says, wait a second, you're so worried about the Tzniut. Why don't you fight for me like the brothers fought for Dina? You know, and then that's really when everything started. They got the courage to go for this war, and they won this war, and they stopped on Hanukkah. That's the day. Now, when they went to the temple to light the candles, we all know the story of the pah, the one little bit of oil that was left, and the miracle we celebrate for 8 days of that, and we'll touch on this tomorrow, but. In order for us, it's 2 weeks left to get the feeling of Hanukkah, and he brings here the Rav Yaakov Israel Kanievsky. He used to take the Hanukkiah out already now. Why? So he see it before Hanukkah, and you get that whole Hanukkah feeling going. You prepare yourself mentally, and you prepare yourself in other ways. Like, why don't you give us a schut to prepare ourselves, and we should be zochah bezot Hashem to more miracles this Hanukkah, like our forefathers did. Rabbi Hanani Avarakash Omer Asagadosh Mutzusel Lefi Kachi Baraim Tov Zvot Shemar Nochvetz Matzikol Yitrav Yadir.